This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick. That was a brand new song from Kate Pearson, Evil Love. Kate Pearson is sitting right next to me in the studio of 98.1 KZE. Kate, the work is amazing. Your new album has some great beats, some great sounds, some great melodies. You've been working like a demon.
Wow. Well, I did release, I can't believe it's been a year ago that I released Every Day is Halloween.
Huh.
On Friday the 13th, just before Halloween. And the B-52s are going to be playing a Halloween show this year in D.C. at the Anthem. And we always dress up to the max. Everyone has their costumes ready.
Do you coordinate, or are you all separate and then you
show all up? Do our thing. And then when we come together, we see what, you know, each other costumes are. I've been Elvira and, well, all different things. But my favorite was when I was Elvira.
I bet that looked amazing.
I had to wear two wigs.
One wig for the other wig.
But we all love Halloween, and Evil Love is a very Halloween-y kind of a song.
Yeah, but it's about revenge, and it's like a love song.
Exactly. I couldn't have put it better. I didn't intend to write such a revengeful song, and I don't really feel revengeful towards anyone, but it's a story, and it's kind of interesting to write a song that's not really, you know, that's a real story, kind of a little thriller.
Mm. Now, I got to see the video for it as well. And, well, again, great job on the video.
Thank you.
It's a lot of fun. It's black and white. And it pays homage to some very serious directors.
It's sort of a Hitchcock kind of film noir kind of a little video. John Stapleton, who's I've worked with on several videos now, he really made it happen. It was just a green screen, and he put me in all sorts of settings and the spooky diner and
It's very cool.
Beach.
And an old microphone, and your hair looks fantastic, and the bangs look amazing.
I'm going to be sporting that same black wig on Halloween.
All right. Well, I won't give anything away. I don't know what you're going to be, but at least you'll have that wig on so we can use our imagination. So check out the video for Evil Love if you have an extra couple of minutes. It's out there on YouTube. And Kate, where can folks pick up Radios and Rainbows?
Well, you can order it. Of course, you can stream it. Okay. And you can order the vinyl on my website, or you can, my website, katepearson.com. Mm. And there's, of course, Instagram and Facebook. All the links are there. And you can get a signed vinyl. I signed inserts because they couldn't send me 500 copies of the vinyl. So I did these inserts that I signed that come with the vinyl. But I'll be selling vinyl at live shows, not this one, because I myself do not have a copy of the record. Mm. They didn't send me one or a CD. But there will be CDs and vinyl. I might get a couple soon, but I don't know if in time for the O positive.
Well, Kate Pearson is headlining the Saturday night session at Old Dutch Church in Kingston. Rhett Miller and his all-star band are playing at 8 o'clock, and then at 9:15 at the Old Dutch Church in Kingston, Kate Pearson and her amazing band will be hitting the stage. So, four-piece, five-piece band?
Well, it's going to be four now because I did one show out on Cape Cod at the Cape Cod Jazz and Arts Festival.
Oh, cool.
And I just played with Tracy Wormworth and Ken Murray, who both play with the B-52s.
Oh, cool.
And Tracy plays bass and Ken plays guitar and keyboard. And I thought not having drums would be great, would be really intimate. But then I realized, I don't know, we just need the beat. So John Valesio is going to be playing drums.
This sounds really good, except there's no drums.
Yeah, exactly. So I figure, you know, Tracy really plays this great beat with the bass, and it just needed, you know, I just thought, well, you know, you just need the beat.
So you got a full band. That's going to be exciting.
Yeah, I was worried that Tracy, who lives in Tampa, was not going to get here. And I thought, well, she's evacuated to Atlanta, so I'm sure she's getting here. But I thought, well, if worse comes to worst, either I pull in another bass player or I do a totally acoustic set.
Well, so we got a full band scheduled to appear.
Yes.
And that should be great. 9:15 at the Old Dutch Church in Kingston, part of the O Positive Festival. opositivefestival.org, and get yourself a wristband that will get you admission to so many, well, all of the live music experiences. Plus, this is an amazing event, and artists give their time, and doctors and medical people and feel-good physicians like chiropractors and massage people, they're on hand. And when you play a set at the O Positive Festival, you can get work done, like a massage or acupuncture, or, well, maybe getting a tooth cavity filled or a
Bruce
medical
Milner
check-up.
Will be on hand.
Yeah. Is he your dentist?
No,
okay.
But my wife goes to him. Yeah, I've been to him, yes.
Yeah, he's a great guy,
he's
great dentist.
He's great, but he's at every event I ever go to, every music event.
All the good ones.
That means, Bruce is always there. He's
you're
great.
At a good one. Yeah, true. And we love him and his dentistry. But at the O Positive Festival, your band, are you going to be playing all of songs from Radios and Rainbows? Or are you going to be playing some other solo stuff or B-52 songs?
Well, it's going to be a mixture. There are going to be quite a few songs from Radios and Rainbows and a couple of songs from Guitars and Microphones, my first solo record, and a couple of, there's at least two B-52 songs and two more sort of hit songs that I sang, collaborated with other bands. Some, you know, throw in some candy there. And then one cover. Well, I did a cover of the song Venus with Jack White, and it was on his
the
label.
The Shocking Blue?
Third
Venus?
Man record, The Shocking Blue. Uh-huh. Yeah, but he had a different version, more aggressive version that
really?
I sang.
More rockin'?
More rockin', but wow. The one I'm doing is more the Shocking Blue version.
Cool.
Yeah, so it's going to be exciting. It's mixed in with some songs people will recognize, because it's hard to listen to new music
straight through, all new.
Well, so.
Hence the question.
Exactly.
Well, we're excited, though, because, you know, people who have known you and your career for the past, couple of years, we want to support you on the new stuff, but we all want to be like,
yeah, you want
she's
that.
She's playing that song that I love, and I was not expecting that one. And I know all the words.
I love that you just played Mavis Staples, because I just saw her on the Cape at this wonderful Payamet Theater. And that she's, what, 84? And she has a new song called Worthy. And it's just, she just blew me away with her energy and positivity. And
well, in the same respect, you've been a front person of the B-52s with tons of energy, lots of fun that you have on stage. And when you do solo stuff, it's still there. And I think it's a tiny bit more exuberant because it's your show.
Yeah. Oh, and I'd love it to be upbeat and, you know, just positive.
Yeah.
And there are some songs that are on an unusual, quirky subjects, but they're all still uplifting. Even the song about a friend of mine who died, but the song is still uplifting. And so I just... really
well,
like
some of my favorite
note.
Songs throughout history have jangly, happy sounding music, and the lyrics are kind of dire. But
well, yeah, lyrics are my favorite. I just love, well, melody and all of it.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, but I just love writing lyrics. It's like a puzzle, and you just kind of put this story together, and sometimes it just flows. Usually it just kind of flows, and I'm surprised, like, whoa, I didn't think I was going to write that. How did that come out? And
so in B-52 songs, when you collaborate, do you like write lyrics? Maybe Fred writes music, or does somebody bring a whole song in?
It's just a mishmash. No one, well, except for a few exceptions that Ricky Wilson, before he passed away, he wrote, collaborated and wrote 52 Girls with the lyrics with Jeremy Ayers and a couple of other songs. But Most of it is a real jam up. And we, when we started out, we had a flaming volcano and we jammed in some friend, my friend's basement, and we came up with a song called Killer Bees. We never put that song out, but that sort of set the tone, the template for how we, you know,
collaborate.
Wrote.
Yeah.
We just jam and we put the pieces together like a collage. And after Ricky died, Keith Strickland did all the music, all the instrumentation. And before, he and Ricky collaborated, but now he did all the instrumentation. And then Fred and Cindy and I would just let loose and we would listen to the jam afterward and put the parts together and say, oh, there's so many good parts. Sometimes it would be a string of great parts, but it's a puzzle too.
So then let me ask, did you write the lyrics to Rome?
No, actually, all the lyrics to Rome are written by our friend Robert Waldrop,
who's
an amazing lyricist. He also wrote the words to Hero Worship and Legal Tender and Revolution Earth.
Wow.
Yeah.
Deep Sleep. That's cool to know.
Yeah.
Unless you read all the liner notes, I wouldn't have known that. I assume then maybe you wrote the lyrics for that.
Well, no, but they're beautiful lyrics, and I really appreciate Robert's lyrics. He's just pretty amazing.
Well, it's great how you make it your own then, and the way that you put yourself into the song and generate the sense that you're the owner.
Well,
it's your ownership.
So much easier when you have lyrics, because we come in usually. Fred has a lot of ideas for the titles, and you know, then we just go from there and just sort of pull from our collective unconscious, and you know, it's just such a stew or brew of, you know, this creativity that happens. And sometimes we can't even hear each other when we're jamming, but it's like, whoa, wow, that all came together somehow. But when you have the actual lyrics before you, that's why that song actually has a more conventional song structure, because it really has a verse, chorus, kind of outro thing.
Well, I love, like, in Love Shack, which has a pretty standard kind of formula to it, but then there's a breakdown in the middle and, your tin roof is rusted, comes in.
Yeah.
Was that worked out? I mean, that, or did that fall and that just happened and it was genius?
That song almost didn't happen. That song was, you know, not really coming together, and that it was, again, a string of parts, because if you listen to it, all the parts are different except the Love Shack and then Love Shack, baby, Love Shack. So that didn't happen. Only happened once. And I was saying, it's got to happen more. And we went to the studio with Don Was, and I said, Don, this has got to happen more. And he agreed. He said, okay, this has got to be in here. This is the chorus. So that really brought the whole song together. And the tin roof rusted. Actually, the instrumentation that Keith had written was on pre-recorded, and we were jamming, and the tape stopped, and Cindy was still going, and she was like, "Tin roof rusted," and we thought, "Oh, we have to make that." That's the magic of jamming, because we said, "Well, we have to do it that way." We'd never dream of actually doing it, you know, if you thought about it beforehand. Let's just stop here and.
Well, that's the magic of a talented band in a studio with people that have enough foresight to keep the tape rolling.
Yeah. Well, luckily it didn't roll.
Yeah, well. And now when it comes to making your own personal Kate Pearson solo albums, the first one you did, or the previous one to Radios and Rainbows, was recorded fairly locally at the building in Marlborough.
Yes. At the,
I think that's what it is. The building.
It's called The Building now?
Yeah.
Well, things change.
With, Lee Falco and Brandon Morrison. And
well, actually, Guitars and Microphones was, recorded in LA, actually.
Oh.
The whole thing was recorded with Tim Anderson as the producer, and I wrote most of it collaborating with Sia. And Sia Furler, the incredible musician and singer. And we went to different writing sessions together.
Oh, okay.
And we wrote with all different collaborators, Blue McCauley and Chris Braid and Jimmy Harry.
Cool.
And just kind of went, I had my GPS. And after, you know, I didn't even know where I was going half the time. I was just driving to someone's studio. But Sia started writing with me, and then her career just started blowing up, and I started going alone to some of these writing sessions with people I never met, and it worked every time. And it was like, whoa, this is so amazing to collaborate with people. And
is Sia a very interesting person or down to earth?
Both.
Okay.
Yes, she's very down to earth. She has an incredible laugh, and she has a great sense of humor, and she's just a little genius with lyrics and melody.
Well,
and
she
stuff,
comes across that way from artistically speaking.
She's very funny. I guess you don't get that sometimes when you see her in the wig and you know, everything, but she's very, very has a great sense of humor.
So after your show at the O Positive Festival, you have this big Halloween extravaganza, which is happening in D.C.
Yep.
So after that, something very special is happening in Vegas.
Well, we have another show after the Halloween show in Chicago. It's kind of a Day of the Dead show.
Oh, cool.
And then, yes, we have our, I think it's the fourth residency in Vegas. This is a shorter one. It's only three days, shows. Everyone in Vegas plays Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. So we're just playing Wednesday, Friday, Saturday instead of going into the next, you know, set of dates. But anyway, it's been kind of a really fun experience playing Vegas and staying there for maybe 10 days at a time. I thought, well, I can't take it, but I don't gamble. But it's really been fun. There's a great gym. We play at the Venetian. And it's got a great theater,
great pools,
and
food.
Restaurants.
You can eat anything there.
You can eat your head off there.
Nonstop, unlimited.
Yeah, really. No buffet for me, though.
Yeah, thanks. Good. Well, there is fine dining as well.
Yes. And you can eat pretty healthy there.
Well, that should be really exciting. And this is all at the Sphere, right? Imagine.
I did go to the Sphere.
I did
the Sphere experience. And there's a robot there that when you stand in front of her, she recognizes people's features. So when she saw me, she said, "Hello, little mermaid." She saw my red hair. That was pretty amazing.
That is really cool. AI, don't let it take over, kids. Whatever you do out there.
No, I did ask her what her favorite band was, and she said, "My favorite band is U2, and my favorite song is U2, as everything is beautiful at the Sphere." But it was pretty amazing. Her hands and everything, the way she was, that's the future. It's scary.
Well, the near future is Kate Pearson at Old Dutch Church, 9:15, this Saturday night, part of the O Positive Festival. And a couple of heavy hitters playing. Rhett Miller is opening from the old 97s. He's got his set at 8 o'clock with his all-star band. Kate Pearson is playing at 9:15 at the Old Dutch Church in Kingston. And on Friday night at 9:15, Nico Case is going to be performing. So we got a lot of red hair.
What an amazing festival. I've always wanted to play this festival. Laura Hope has asked me every year. She persisted, and this year it all came together. It just seemed like the right thing, and it's just such a great festival.
It really is. And I've been there, played, received services, the whole thing, and it is a big smile. The whole event, and you get to be exposed to bands you may never have taken the chance to see. And once you get a wristband, you can go in and out of different, it's like a pub crawl, and you can just see different music in different places up and down the streets of Kingston. And Kingston's a beautiful town. The people there are all feeling a sense of community, and all the O Positive Festival attendees all walk around hand in hand and say, "Hey, where are you going next?" And before you know it, somebody suggests something that wasn't on someone else's radar, and they're there. It's cool.
There's even Philippe Petit is going to be there on his high wire. I'm not sure how high the wire is going to be, but there's all kinds of other things happening besides music.
There is book readings, and, well, there's art all over, and it's a cool event. opositivefestival.org. Kate Pearson, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Rick.
More than a pleasure. You're, you know, always welcome to be here with us. We'd love to have you come every day. We'd love that, but we know you're busy.
I love your voice. I always think, oh, what a dulcet tones he has, you know, when I listen to the radio. And I love independent radio. I'm a big fan, so hence Radios and Rainbows. So please check out my album.
Well, thanks for supporting us. We support you. All the best with your solo new album, Radios and Rainbows. All the best with the B-52 dates.
Thank you.
And the B-52s, just for the public knowledge, this is going to continue for years and years, or is this something that may come to an end?
Well, I guess we'll just keep on going, keep on trucking. And we just did several exciting things. We did a Jimmy Carter tribute in Atlanta.
Wow.
And we were part of that. And there were all these different amazing bands, Drive By Truckers and India Ari and Angelique Kidjo. And all. It was just an amazing event. So
cool.
We just keep on going. And I was also part of this Ulster County Votes thing at UPAC last week, which, so please remind everyone, vote, please.
Please vote. Don't sit on the couch. It's your right.
Exactly.
Kate, thank you for being here. It's always a pleasure, and we hope to see you soon, and all the best.
Thank you so much, Rick.
This is the Up and Running Morning Show. Kate Pearson, Radios and Rainbows, available everywhere soon. I mean, you can find it everywhere soon. It's the Up
Now. And,
yeah, now you can find it. It's the Up and Running Morning Show, and check out the Woodstock Film Festival, which is fiercely independent. It's KZE.
Hi, this is Meira. Join me for the 25th anniversary of the Woodstock Film Festival and see some of today's most amazing...